We were talking earlier in the program about an article written by Sir Richard Branson over the weekend where he has called upon our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, to have a good look at the situation with drugs. As you know, he's launched an initiative to fight ICE and put a great amount of federal government funding to face the very big battle we as a country, we as a nation, we as a community are facing against that evil drug ICE. And he's looking at drugs being legalised. At the same time, there was a music festival held at Moore Park at the weekend where, again, people were involved in drug overdoses, and this comes on the back of two deaths at the Stereosonic Music Festivals, one here in Sydney and one in South Australia. Well, Dr. Alex Wodak is the president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation, and we thought we'd get his views on these latest developments. Good morning, Dr. Wodak.
Good morning.
Do you agree with Richard Branson, his suggestions that we should be looking at drug legalisation?
I do. Sir Richard Branson is a formidable businessman. He's got a wonderful reputation, very successful. He's been very passionate about this area for at least 5 years, if not longer. I attended a small meeting with him and some world leaders, former presidents, prime ministers in Geneva back in 2011. That was preparing for the launch of the Global Commission on Drug Policy. So I'm very familiar with his position, and he's right.
Well, what is the position? What is the proposal he has, and why do you and he think it would work?
And many others.
Indeed.
Well, the first position is that the war on drugs has failed and will continue to fail, and that it's a tragic loss of young people's lives pursuing this any further. Secondly, that what we need to do is reduce and preferably remove the criminal penalties from people possessing drugs. And then the next step is that we have to regulate as much of the market as we can. We'll never be able to regulate all of it. We need to regulate as much as we can. And the next step is we also have to dramatically improve and expand the treatment of people with drug problems. So that's the sort of the package that I'm sure Sir Richard Branson and those world leaders I mentioned in the Global Commission on Drug Policy, that's their position.
And is the idea that by legalising drugs you can control the quality of them, if you like?
Absolutely. And we saw that with alcohol prohibition in the United States, 1920 to 33, that when alcohol was prohibited, there was still strong demand for it, rightly or wrongly. And what was provided was moonshine, which was dangerous, even more dangerous than regulated alcohol. And after 13 years, the Americans realized they'd made a mistake and they regulated alcohol. It's not great, but it's not as bad as prohibited alcohol.
So do you think that there's a safe form of ICE that can be made and that we should be selling that as a government?
I don't think there is. What happens when we have unregulated black markets like we have now for drugs is that the more dangerous drugs push out the less dangerous drugs. And what we have a situation that when we have a regulated market is that the less dangerous drugs push out the more dangerous drugs. So I wouldn't want to see us providing ICE. I don't think that should happen. I don't think.
What about heroin?
Well, heroin has been available. It was regulated in Australia, was available until 1953 when the Commonwealth government banned it, and it didn't cause any problems. There were six heroin overdose deaths in 1964. There were 1,116 in 1997. Australia's heroin problems developed after we prohibited it, not before it.
So you think people can be trusted to use drugs and that those who overuse it will simply become, you know, voluntary patients? I think the thing is, a lot of people subscribe to the theory that people like to be naughty and that, you know, if you want to go and take drugs and you're that stupid, you know what, let's legalise it, you go and do it. If you want to do that, that's fine. But I don't know if it works.
Well, we have to take it step by step, and rather than try and have a broad sweep across every single drug. No,
because you have to get people to treatment in the first place, doctor. I think that's what a lot of the anti-drug people would say.
And right now, in several states in the United States, cannabis is taxed and regulated. They only started doing that beginning of last year in Colorado. It's been very successful.
Other side of the coin.
They can use that tax to treat all the people who get psychosis from it, can they?
They use the tax to build new schools in Colorado, and that's been very popular. Use has not increased in Colorado from what the figures we've got available. It's still early days. There are more and more states in the United States are looking at this, and the most popular state in the U.S., California, will be voting on that next November 2016.
Well, it's an interesting debate to keep across. Dr. Alex Wodak, President of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation, thank you for joining us this morning. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, whether you agree or disagree. 13 13 32.